This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I tweeted at Dave. I said his brilliance was coming to the program, and he said, don't ask me about the bullpen. So we're going to wait on that. Dave O'Brien joins us right now. Let's talk about one of the positive things that everybody's watching, and that is Ronald Acuña. I think Davey's got a chance at 40-40. Do you?
Yeah, if he just continues the pace he's on now, which is easier said than done because he's been on a pretty torrid pace since the All-Star break, but if he just keeps this going for another couple of weeks or even if he slows down and picks it up again later, he can get there. It's legitimate. I mean, 30-30 is a given now. He's only got two more stolen bases to get that. He's liable to get that in the next game. You know, it just depends on how good the catcher is, but if it's not a catcher with a quick pop time to second base, he'll steal two bags in a night without a question. He runs at will now on less than stellar catchers. I think yesterday he was leading the majors in stolen bases. He had like 15, and the next guy had 8 since the All-Star break, and he was leading the NL or tied for the lead in home runs since the All-Star break. So, yeah, he's just going crazy right now, just like he did last August. His August numbers are ridiculous. He's got like 5 more homers than anybody else in the majors over the last 2 Augusts. Anybody in the majors.
It is our man Dave O'Brien with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline talking about the Bravos. Follow Dave on Twitter, by the way, and see everything that's happening with the Bravos. Here's the thing, Dave. As good as Acuña and Albies, everybody else has been, Riley obviously struggling. If Riley didn't have the knee injury, were they ready? Were they prepared to send him down to Gwinnett?
Yeah, that was one of the discussions. He was one of the two options to go down when Dansby came back, which they thought was going to be last week, but then it turned out to not be last week. So it was either going to be Camargo or Riley that was sent down if Dansby had come back last week, you know, on the road trip. So Camargo got a reprieve when Riley got hurt and Dansby didn't come back. But now, see, on the timing of the injury is probably pretty good for Riley. He was just looked a little lost up there. People were killing him with breaking balls, sliders away. Kind of like what happened last year with Dansby. You just got to learn, you know, how to judge the ball coming out of the hand, recognizing a little better, not getting behind in pitcher's counts. And, you know, it's easier. It's not easy, man. Once teams get a book on you, so much sophisticated scouting now that we've seen this time and time again. Guys come up and break for the first week. And then just about as long as it takes for a few teams, you know, for teams to get their scouts and to pass around the video, or not pass it around, but they all pay. Teams pay for video now scouting, so they don't actually have to have scouts in attendance. They all buy the video from the same people and the analytics, and it shows what you know, percentage and what pitches the guy's hitting. So, you know, Riley raked for his was about a month, and then we see it happen again with Duvall. You know, he was absolutely on fire for the first week up here, and then he's done nothing in a week and a half since then. So,
true.
You know, he's done nothing. I mean, he looked like he was, you know, Freddie said, you know, there's no reason why he can't do this the rest of the year with his easy, simple swing and that way he's seeing the ball, and next thing you know, he's doing nothing. I mean, he's hitting a home run every 6-8 at bats, you know, in that first week. So fortunately for them, Acuña and Ozzie have just been on fire. They just they were amazing on that road trip, the two of them. At the top of the order was just always on base if they weren't hitting home runs.
It's true. 1-4 really carried us, especially in the Twin Series, and then you saw it come to life in the Marlins Series.
Yeah.
Dave, let's analyze the hard part of what's going on with our club right now. For the love of God, what is going on, Mark Melancon, Chris Martin?
Yeah,
Shane Green, What is going on? Braves fans, and you know this, we're all going, wait a minute. We traded for help, and it seems like the bullpen is worse. What's going on?
It is so far. Those three guys have the worst ERA.
Hit it straight down the stretch.
Well, here's the difference, though.
I think I was saying how they turned the closer duties over to Melanson, who had actually pitched well in his first few appearances. He was the only one of the three newcomers who had.
Right.
So, you know, Snip makes a quicker adjustment than he normally does. He's usually super patient with everybody, kind of like Bobby Cox was, but he just didn't see what he wanted to see out of Green. I mean, his stuff's not overpowering, and he just didn't have confidence in him. So he gives Melanson the closer duties, and what does he do? The first time he goes out, Saturday, he gives up four straight one-out singles. So, you know, he just can't win for losing with the moves. He's trying everything. So the irony is that Shane Green comes in to close out that inning, and then he gives up a RBI single and a two-run double.
Right.
So, and then they go to Newcomb, you know, in the 10th after they tie it up. They would have won it. They would have walked him off in the 9th if Duvall hadn't made a great throw in Culberson a relay to cut down the guy that was trying to score a third run on that double.
Great call.
They would have walked him off there.
You're right.
So then they went to the 10th. Newcomb starts it with gives up a hit. And then makes a ridiculous pickoff throw, a terrible pickoff throw, and sends the guy to third base with none out. You know, it's like one out. It was none out. Martine, all he had to do was hit a ball in the air, which, you know, professional hitter, he did it, and they won. So, you know, at which point Newcomb headed to the dugout and the trash can and kicked it, and the fire extinguisher lands, and he gets punctured, and dust goes everywhere, and it might as well have exploded because the hole was so small that the contents of the fire extinguisher just spewed out of it. And then there's a fan sitting there on top of that, and it blows him up the runway or the hallway right to the clubhouse, which the door happened to be open so the players could come in.
Right.
So it went all in the clubhouse. It went. You know, we thought there was a fire. We go downstairs, and the chef, they have a chef in the clubhouse, and he's standing out in the hallway in his chef hat and his chef apron. And it's dust. It looks like the fire. I thought that the guy had started the griddle fire or something. You know, that they're going to fire in the because the chef was outside. And the players are walking up from the dugout. It looks like they're first responders walking from a fire. There's like dust and smoke everywhere, and they're walking through it. It was just ridiculous. It was surreal.
It was a metaphor for what this season has become. Newcomb did say he would take care of the damages for everybody down there in Miami.
Terrible.
Hey,
it felt terrible. I mean, it wasn't with the bat initially. Those PR people from the Marlins were telling people he'd done it with a bat, which wasn't true.
Right.
And, you know, I'm friends with a couple of clubhouse people there, and they were like, if he'd done it with a bat, we would have been upset, you know, because that would have been like, come on, man. But he didn't. He didn't do anything that 12 other people don't do every day in the majors, you know, kick something, hit something, and it just happened to hit the fire extinguisher that was hanging right behind. So,
hey, Dave, real quick, we got about a minute left. One of the things, though, with all these implosions we've had with the bullpen, there have been some moments for almost everybody where there's a tough play at shortstop that Culberson, you know, he just can't make that Dansby can. How much are we missing Dansby's defense?
Absolutely. There was a potential double play in that meltdown Saturday that Dansby makes 9 times out of 10 that got past Culberson. Culberson has made some great plays, but he's missed a few plays that Dansby makes pretty routinely. And that right there, you know, that could have changed the whole thing. So they've missed Dansby in a big way, period, because it's bad. I mean, Camargo's just having a terrible year at the plate. And you miss that's a huge drop-off from Dansby to him, both defensively and offensively, because he's not played great defense this year either. And he just lost that job. He was filling in for Dansby for almost 2 weeks, and now they're going to Culberson every game. So they miss him a lot. And it's the foot contusion that was supposed to last 3 or 4 games, and it's gone now 2.5 weeks. So with no target for when he's going to be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.